right, moving right along. Following our legislative update to item 7, which is to consider and take possible action to authorize the CEO to extend the agreement with Siegel Consulting for actuarial services. Christina.
So this item is for Siegel on the actuarial side, since I know there are two items that both have Siegel. This is for the actuarial services, so our valuation report, our experience study. And so that expires at the end of this year. We're requesting to do another 3-year extension. You may recall that Paul Angelo retired. They have put Todd Towser as the primary on the account. Andy Young will remain on our account. The rates are in there. They have, it's about a 5% increase for the first year and then 2.5% for the next 2 years. For today, it's just to consider and take possible action to extend that contract for the 3-year period.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve authorizing the CEO to extend. Any further discussion or any questions on this?
Just a...
John and then David.
Oh, go ahead, John.
Siegel, I certainly intend to vote for it, but I am curious on the proposal process. Did we have other actuarial firms propose to provide the service, or...?
Not at this time. We didn't issue an RFP. With the new system coming in 2025, we thought that it would probably be good to stay with the current actuary and then look at an RFP process after this 3-year period.
I'm perfectly comfortable with that. Thank you.
David, you had a question.
You just answered my question.
Well, yeah. There you go. All right. Any further questions? All right. Let's call the roll. On the motion, Anderson?
Aye.
Chabotarev?
Aye.
Gordon? Aye. Holcomb?
Aye.
Kroll?
Aye.
McDonald?
Aye.
Mirzwa?
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
And Wong?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries 9-0 to authorize the CEO to extend with Siegel.